A Walk to Remember. 10 lessons learnt by Saksin Chelum Lap on his 388-kilometer march to protest against the Mawong Dam. 13 days, 388 kilometers. The anti-dam protest march by conservationist Saksin Chelum Lap ended on Sunday in Bangkok to rousing cheers as his long walk had stirred up a debate on the government's plan to build the Mawong Dam, one of the 21 dams planned under the 350 billion baht flood management project. Starting in Mae Ree Wah Wildlife Sanctuary in Nakhon Sawan on September 10th and ending at Bangkok Art and Culture Center in Butuan on Sunday, the marathon march, says Saksin, was an attempt to make society pay attention to what protesters do believe to be environmental dangers of the planned dams, especially the credibility of the EHIA, Environmental and Health Impact Assessment, report, which they said lacked key information about ecological systems and the possible impact on locals. Each day, while on the march, Saksin, the Secretary General of Sup Nakha Sathiyan Foundation, other conservationists, and experts on ecology and water management held public forums and met with local people, where they all shared information and comments. The march built up momentum in its final stretch when Saksin entered Bangkok on Saturday and was joined by a few thousand supporters. Meanwhile, pro-dam villagers and the government have come out to insist on the necessity of the dams in the flood prevention scheme. This unusual form of protest is rare, and while there are supporters and opponents to his view and method, Saksin has put the dam in the spotlight. Just before he ended his march, Saksin chatted with Life about 10 things he learnt while walking 388 kilometers down the road. Lesson 1. On the chance of victory against the dam. I think our chance of success is 50-50. I learnt that it is not only a fight between two sides, but also involves a lot of stakeholders and many processes. We need to deal and work with many groups. Success or defeat does not solely depend on us. Lesson 2. On the efficiency of his method. This march is much better than other forms of protest because it is nonviolent and can prove our sincerity and determination. Walking 388 kilometers in 13 days can kill you. The walk can show your stage of readiness. First, you have to be physically ready. Second, your heart and dedication must be strong enough. And third, your friends and your supporting network must be ready and can be counted upon. I think we've had an excellent coordination team. Lesson 3. On the people he met along the way. Do not be judgmental. People, especially local villagers, know much more than you think they do. I learnt that our walk was able to stoke their curiosity and enabled them to express and share their ideas. Lesson 4. On media coverage of the march. Nothing surprised me. National television stations hardly gave us any coverage, while alternative media and newspapers continue reporting about us. We already made predictions on media coverage, and the mainstream media does not surprise us at all. Lesson 5. On dealing with the government and its reaction. I learned nothing new from our government, even though the latest response was that the Minister of Natural Resources sent his representatives to have a discussion with us. I saw it as a promising sign. Deputy Prime Minister Blot Prasop Surasawedi, who insisted on building the dam, did not respond to us directly, despite Blot Prasop's mention of the conservationists. He was talking to dam supporters, and obviously he tried to please them. I wonder if there's any truth in his statements. Lesson 6. On the scene, the provincial roads and the urban setting along the route. Men have made the scenes along the road rather harsh and not conducive for any living creature. Humans build and create ugly structures. We need to create more natural scenes and expand forest areas. A concrete jungle is not the place for humans to walk. Try walking 388 kilometers in 13 days and you will understand. Lesson 7. On sleeping and eating along the road. The state's power is everywhere. There were a few schools and temples in the pro-dam area that refused to provide us shelter. Luckily, we have a lot of friends and supporters who fed and housed us and supported us along the way. Lesson 8. On the success or not of communicating the messages to the people, whether they're interested in the march and not what it tried to convey. At least I believe society now knows that the term EHIA exists in Thailand, despite not completely understanding what it is. I think we scored in whipping up collective curiosity about the EHIA and Mawong Dam. We succeeded in pushing society to ask questions. Lesson 9, on what he hates the most about what happened along the march. News reporters who do not do their homework. Some news reporters still ask me questions like, what is the impact of the dam? Me and a number of people have been talking about the impact of dams and the Mawong Dam project for years. And then there were the news reporters who asked us how painful my feet are or what I'm going to do next. Lesson 10, on what he plans to do next. Get plenty of sleep. I'm exhausted.